Blog Talk Radio. strong in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand in the fire. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live, Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's
radio on worldwide. International radio broadcast is not on air. I don't hear an echo. I'll be your host. By name, your seer, Israel. Oh, see, right. I'm hearing an echo, but that's okay. I'm hearing an echo. It's a live broadcast. It's called a special edition called Thursday evening. And we got a memo saying the elder will be just a few minutes late. And he will tell us all about what the broadcast is all about and what we're about a little bit later. So the elder will be on a little bit later. So what we're going to do, we're going to see who's going to be on stage for the next episode. Part number 180, and we're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries, Tribe Yahdah, YHDH, and we left out off a few things about the Hebrew to be sound information about the Hebrew. So we do, we'll finish that up, then we go to the next topic. What is the Hebrew or the Jew, or Hebrew, the Jew, the Negro, the Black. Take one at a time. We'll see which way it goes. Let's see who's going to be on stage for a nice episode, part number 180, live broadcast special edition called Thursday evening. Let's see who's going to be on stage for the nice episode. How about the young lion, Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh bless you there, see Roy.
Yahweh bless you there, see Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Do you hear any kind of echo or something there, young lion?
Yes, sir. I did hear echo when you was speaking the first time.
But what about now? Oh, young lion, what about now?
Much better. And check on that pal talk too for me.
Okay, well, I'm all over the place right now.
All right, hallelujah. All right,
let's see if our captain will he be participating and coming on stage for a nice episode. Captain Joseph, Yahweh bitch that see right.
Like Captain probably be running a little late.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. All right, I'm here. I'm hearing a little echo. Let me see if I make some kind of adjustment. Okay. How about now, young lion? I did it. WCC said we'll straighten it out a little bit here. Just remember, we in control of your broadcast. So WCC said my microphone is okay there. How about now there, young lion? Is they correct?
It sounds pretty good right now.
Hallelujah, Ross. Well, that let you know, it always somebody can always cook your books. But one thing about it, when it comes down to his word, that's why you got to be second to none about his word. So I tell you what, let's get something going on, young lion. Let's get something going on until the elder come and tell us about the broadcast. Let's get something going on tape number 180, Unlocking Biblical Mysteries. So we'll get something going on until the elder get on the broadcast and tell us about what he got to tell us. Let's get some Luke 12:12. Let's get going on there. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Now, I want to do just a little recapping just to make sure for tape number 180.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you go to the Bible in 14:13, well, Mother D. F. Israel came on stage. Let's bring her in. Let's even bring Mother D. F. Israel in on stage. Mother D. F. Israel, one of the mothers out of Camp 1.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mother D.F. Israel. Well, probably you caught the broadcast yesterday and later on somewhere and kind of got an update on it because a lot of information was passed out yesterday, but we know you got it down pat, so we're not going to worry about it. So we're just going to recap a little bit. Young Lion in 14, verse 13, and kind of just read like it is, and we're going to recap to make sure we're clear on a couple of things. We left out just a couple of little things that need to be tied in from what the captain said yesterday. You got to be clear we got the order of things. Look at Genesis 14:13. Take number 180, Genesis 14:13. Read the way you see it there. Come on.
Okay. Going over to the book of Genesis. We want chapter 14, and we want verse 13. Book of Genesis, chapter 14, verse 13 reads, "And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and these were confederates with Abram."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at this time, Abram was called Abram the Hebrew. Abram is called the Hebrew, but we find out in this case, by going back to 11 verse 1 of Genesis there, young lion, come back to 11 verse 1 and what it says in Genesis 11 verse 1.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech."
Mm-hmm. So there was of one language, one speech around Abraham's time of his birth. There's of one language, and Abraham's coming out of the loins of who in Genesis 10:22. So what is he coming out of? What loins are he coming out of in Genesis 10:22?
Okay, the book of Genesis. We're going to chapter 10. We want verse 22. 22 reads, "The children of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram."
All right. Uh-huh. So we clear that Abraham is coming out of the loins of Shem. So Abraham spoke the same language that Shem spoke. So the language is not Hebrew. The language is the language of Shem, and the language of Shem was Semitic. So now, so when you see this word in Abraham's case, is Abram the Semitic man from Shem?
Hallelujah.
That's supposed to be there in 14:13, not Abram the Hebrew.
Right.
So now, that word Hebrew is just a mistranslation, or it's propaganda, because one thing about it, everybody in the Bible must trace a name back to a father. Mm-hmm. Hebrews from 14:13, have no father. So that name has to be, we see the word Hebrew in this case. But as time went on, that name was applied on the people, and we're going to see do it even applies on the people by going to Genesis 32, verse 1. Let's go to 32, verse 1, and let's catch a couple things on the way of catching some things. Genesis 32, verse number 1, and skip down to verse 24.
Okay, going to the book of Genesis, chapter 32. We want verse number 1, and then we're going to skip down to verse 24. Genesis 32, verse 1 reads, and Jacob went on his way, and the angels of Yahweh met him. Verse 24.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so hold that point. So now our angel is meeting Jacob, and that's the great thing. The angels meeting Jacob in 32, verse 1. Now, let's see what it says in 24 down to verse 28, and what happened when the angel met Jacob, according to 24 down to verse 28.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 32, verse 24 down to 28. 24 reads, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. 25. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. 26. And he said, let me go, for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go, except you bless me. Verse 27. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Verse 28. And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, you have power with Yahweh and with man, and has prevailed.
All right. So now we got Jacob wrestling with a man, and the man he was wrestling with is 32 verse 1, an angel. So now we got Jacob with the name changing from Jacob to Israel. Now let's see what happened just the way it is in 35, verse number 9 down to verse 12. Let's see what the blessing he got. What was told to Jacob, who now named is Israel. Let's find out what was told to him in 35, verse 9 down to verse 12. What was told to Jacob that we can read? We're going 35, 9 down to verse 12. What does it say?
The book of Genesis, chapter 35, verses 9 down to verse 12. Verse 9 reads, and Yahweh appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan Aram and blessed him. Verse 10, and Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel should be your name. And he called his name Israel. Verse 11, and Yahweh said unto him, I am Yahweh Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you, and kings shall come out of you, come out of your loins. Verse 12. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your seed after you will I give the land.
So he not talking spiritually, big Israelite camp. He talking seed is bloodline. So he talking blood. This is bloodline talk. See, when you see his word called seed, this is bloodline talk right here. This is not, you know, they got, well, we can be spiritual this. Well, yeah, you probably can be if you want to make that out your mouth. But this covenant was made with Abraham, Isaac. It is a seed covenant. It's a bloodline. We see the word seed. That's bloodline covenant. So he making this a bloodline covenant. He said, in thee, in thy seed, shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. So he come out what's coming out of the loins. See a lot of apologetics, and they will twist this up on you, and they have this like spiritual. No, I'm just talking bloodline. So in bloodline, they what they're talking about. But that ain't all we want out of here. We want some more. That now we got Jacob on the scene, and now Jacob started having babies. You start having babies, and whatever your daddy is, that's what you is. And let's see what he says in 35, verse 22. So let's talk about Jacob. In 35, verse 22, let's see what he got going on. So this is a bloodline conversation going on right now. So what are you saying in verse 22?
Okay. The book of Genesis.
Well, read verse 21. 25. Read 21, make it sound good. Read 21 to show everything is in effect. Action now is on the table. Look at verse number 21.
All right. The book of Genesis, chapter 35, verse 21 and 22. 21, read. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Eder. Verse 22. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bela, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Israel were 12.
So there were 12. So the sons of Israel were 12. So now the sons of Israel is 12. Now the sons of Israel is 12. Keep that in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and the sons of Israel is 12. Now, who are these 12 sons of Israel? Did you catch it? Not Hebrew. Sons of Israel is 12. Who is the 12 by name with the birth certificate? So if we see anything that jumps in after the foundation is made, then we clear that is propaganda at its best. And we cannot continue to fall for propaganda because we hold up our blessings by going along with propaganda. So now, these are 12 sons of Jacob whose name was changed to Israel. Let's find out what their name is. Let's go to Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. Let's get their name. So every last one of their names has a significance to it. Whatever you hear that name, remember you got to add Israel to it. Keep that in your mind. You add Israel to it. You don't add Hebrew to it. You don't add Jew to it unless you find Jew or Hebrew in the birth certificate in Exodus chapter 1, 1 through 7. Now, if you find a Jew there, then you can call them the Jew. If you find Hebrew in the birth certificate, then you can call them Hebrews. Let's see what we got. 1:1 down to verse 7. Now, we're looking for Jew and Hebrew. But if you don't find it, that means that if you do hear it later on, you know it's propaganda. It just changes any one of these names. Let's see what it says in Exodus chapter 1:1 down to verse 7.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 1 down to verse 7. Verse 1 reads, now these are the names of the children of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his household came with Israel. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Yada, Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, in Naphtali, Gad in Asher. Verse 5. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. Verse 6. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. verse 7. And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. And the land was filled.
The children of Israel. Now, so these are the children of Israel, just like we read over here, these are the children of Israel. See, so now, so when we read over here in Genesis 32, the children of Israel, the children of Israel is what? 32, now, see, when we do get on the right side of the book, prayerfully, that the six anointed camp don't be fumbling all around, just know what to do and keep it moving, and then we go from there. So now, these are Israel, I mean, the children of Israel. Now, we know who Israel is. That's the one, that's the father. So these are children of the father of Israel. You got it? Good. So now, in 35:22, what it say again?
Okay, the book of Genesis, chapter 35. Verse 22 reads, and it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in the land, that Reuben went and lay with Bela, his father, and concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Israel were 12.
And the sons of Israel was 12. So the same thing we read over in Exodus chapter 1 down to verse 7, the sons of Israel is 12. So there's it there. So you, there's certain things you got to know. The sons of Israel is 12. Everybody cannot be the fourth son of Israel. That is propaganda. Everybody can't be that. So that's why when you're on the right side of the book, you don't hear that breakdown, because they know you got your foundation. They know that a mother of Israel. They know already precept 32. They know the precept of 35 and 2 Kings 17:34. Read the way you see it, because he's going to answer for himself. And 2 Kings 17:34, just read the way you see it, he's going to answer for himself. You're on the clock, Mother D of Israel. Come on.
2 Kings chapter 17, verse 34. And it reads, unto this day they did after the former manner. They feared not Yahweh, neither did they after their statutes, or after the ordinance, or after the law. And Torah instruction, which Yahweh commanded the children of Jacob, whom he named Israel.
See, the children of Jacob, who he named Israel. So now, if this is the boss man, who he named Israel, that's it. He named him Israel from his father. So this is the root. So they knew you had the foundation. They knew you had. And see what happens. See, right now over in India, you know, they got a big thing going over in India, because the ones that basically over India is most of the northern kingdom, but Judah also over there too. Judah also in what's called in India. You know, that's a part of Asia, which is called Sham. So Judah is also over there, too. But a lot of them, the ones that are in India, they don't claim Jew. They said, no, we is Israel. No, we don't claim Jew or Judah, because we from the southern kingdom. See, propaganda have every Israelite got to be a Jew. See, that's propaganda. And that's why we have to be able to see through the propaganda part. No, every Israelite is not a Jew. Jew is not even in the birth certificate. In Exodus chapter 1, that's propaganda. So whenever you can see the word Jew, that's a propaganda for the four son of Israel. That's propaganda. You gotta catch that. So you gotta be, you gotta know what these words mean. So now, so when you see the word Israel, what's supposed to be done on your mind if it changes to one of these 12 sons is what, mother, in 2 Kings 3:24. So when you see the name Israel, what's supposed to pop in your mind is what we get ready to read in 2 Kings 3:24. So when you see the word Israel in the Bible, what pops, we know that Jacob is the father whose name was changed to Israel in 32:24-28. So when we see his name Israel, we're supposed to pop in our mind, that's those that do not have four verse three. Young man, what do you say in 4:3 of 2 Corinthians? See, you cannot okay. You cannot be a 2 Corinthians 4:3. Now, if you're a 4:3, then you will always get caught in propaganda. 4:3 says what?
The book of 2 Corinthians 4:3. Verse 3 reads, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
See, you can get lost. Now, how you get lost? Verse 4. This is how you get lost. Because what we just said, laying that foundation. Now, if you're scratching your head and you lost, then let me bring Mother E in. Let me bring Mother E. See, I'm on stage. I'm coming on stage. I want to get in that microphone.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, then, Mother E. Tribe of Yah-Jah Judah. Mother E, one of the mothers out of Camp 1. Marie,
Yahweh bless you, Steve Roy. Yahweh bless you, Israel, or Steve Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh,
Mother E. And we know Mother Zia today getting prepared for the nice commentary on whatever we're saying and whatever Yahweh give to her. But see, we just made a statement. If this covenant, if this gospel, which means a covenant, which is word, if it be hid from you, it's hid because you are lost. Now, what can have you be lost in verse 4 of Bud Micaiah? What can have you to be lost? And and I'm struggling, Mother E. I'm struggling on the verse. I'm on a verse. I'm struggling already. It's it talks about when the young man came in a book of, I think it was Mark 12 or somewhere, that he came and told Yahweh. He said, Yahweh. After we read this verse, he made a profound statement. We'll see what he said after Bud Micaiah reads that verse number 4. Listen to this. Listen to what it says. Bud Micaiah, what did he say?
In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, in whom the Yahweh of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious the light of the glorious gospel of Yahweh the Son, who is the image of Yahweh the Father, should shine unto them.
So if this get away from you, because, but then your only way out is to get away from you is a verse over here. If this hid from you and you just can't grasp onto it, then now help me out there, Mother D. F. Israel. I'm looking for a verse when the Almighty said something to the Son. I mean, the Son said something to the man, and he told him to help me with my unbelief. See, that's what I do. See, you have to get up off that spirit you got, because if you can't keep on faking like you know something and knowing that you don't, when times come up, you have to do the same thing the rules and regulations tell you to do, And I'm looking for that verse now, Mother E. If it not to help me out.
Mark 9:24.
When it tells
Job 11:6, and that he would show you the secret of wisdom, that they are double, so that which is known, therefore, that Yahweh exacts of thee less than thine sin deserves.
Okay, so the Bible has a double meaning. In a case in point, when you see the word Hebrew in 14:13, it meant the descendants of Shem, the Semitic peoples. Abraham is a Semitic man from Shem, and they were speaking one language called Semitic. That word Hebrew is a propaganda word right there. So then they take that word back to evil. Now, you got to go outside the Bible to find out what evil means. Crossed over and evil is the Hebrew, and they over there in Nigeria out about some Nebos, we Hebrews. And see, all that's propaganda. See, all that's propaganda, and we're showing you the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Abram from Shem make him Semitic. That's what you're supposed to get out of that. From that point going back to Genesis 10:22. Now, Isaac will be the same thing, but then but Jacob was the same thing too. But also,
he made a change.
He made a change in Jacob's days, because he asked Jacob, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Jacob." He already knew he was Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know that's your. That's your seed line, you Semitic. But now he brought another name in called Israel. So now Jacob now is like becomes a whole different, if you want to look at another. They already knew they were Semitic from the sins of Shem. That's automatic. They knew their bloodline, period. But now you're talking the word Hebrew is applied to Jacob and his 12 sons. And that's a no-no. No, you can't apply Jacob's 12 sons to Hebrew. There is no way that's propaganda by calling them Hebrew Israelites. That's propaganda. Now look what it says in 42:24 of the Sirach. What it says, young lion?
Okay, the book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24. 24 reads, all things are double, one against another, and he hath made nothing imperfect.
Mm-hmm. So all things are double. So when you read, so it don't always mean the same thing like Hebrew. It don't mean the same thing. It's polluted for Shem in Abraham's day, Semitic. But now the word Hebrew jumped up now after Jacob. And now you apply Hebrew to Jacob's boys. No, you can't do that. Because now when you go and read this book, you have to deal with it now. So now when you go and we say, turn to the book, the Hebrews, in your mind, folks say, oh, you mean the book of Israel, the Israelites. The Israelites. You can't be like them. See, you can't let that propaganda, everybody, they holler, well, who wrote the book of Hebrews? Ain't nobody wrote no book of Hebrews. Hebrews is a propaganda word. See? So, but if you go to Paul, although he might say, turn to the book of Hebrews, but the one that's learning in this covenant gospel haven't got it from you, you know this is talking about when you're teaching. It's talking about the bloodline Israelites that came from Israel, whose name was Jacob, name change of Israel. And they automatically are Semitic by being in that bloodline. See? So now once we got this plainly, so when I say turn to the book of Hebrews, but in your mind, when you're teaching, you got to be clear to say whoever you, that this right here is a polluted, a wrong word, it's propaganda for the Israelites. That's from Israel. But if you go to Paul, that means Numbers, Mother Eve. That means Numbers 15:15 is going to wear you out like a bad dress. What it says in Numbers 15:15 and 16, Mother? Mother, what it says we can read?
It's Numbers 15:15 and 16.
Yes, ma'am. What do that say?
Okay. The book of Numbers. Chapter 15. Let me get there. Book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15, one order shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an order forever in your generation. As you are, so shall the stranger be before the Yahweh. 16. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourn with you.
Mm-hmm. So when the strangers of the other nation put propaganda in it, that don't mean you supposed to go along with it, because you do. That means you breaking the order. That's why you have to be instructed. And that's why it's read, mother, it's read in Deuteronomy 28 about these peoples. There was something that we can read. See, but it's just not working for you. That means you didn't fall upon this, Genesis 32. You didn't. See, you got to fall upon this right here to make sure you on point. In these last days, you got to fall upon this right here. 32 verse 10 of Deuteronomy, there, Mother E. You have to follow up on this right here. Deuteronomy 32 verse 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 10.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 10. He found him in a desert land, and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye.
Now, who was the ham he found? See, the ham he found now is the precept time, our mother, dear of Israel. Who was the ham he found? Although we're going to come back and read verse 8. But now let's go to Ezekiel 16. Let's see if Ezekiel is pulling this verse right here. He said he found him. He found him in desert land, in a waste howling wilderness. He found him. He found, now in Ezekiel chapter 16, there, mother, be up Israel. So now, see, this is where you got to, when you start precepting your Bible, that's when your story going to get plain with you. Look what he says here in the 16th chapter, verse 1, and remember what you just got through reading. So we're going to 16, verse number 1. And then we're going to skip down to verse 4. Let me read a little bit.
Okay.
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 1. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying.
Mm-hmm. So now remember what we just got to read over there. Mm-hmm. When he found him and he instructed him. So now he's telling Ezekiel to remind them what in verse 5. Let's read a little bit.
Ezekiel 16, verse 5. None eyes pitied you to do any of these unto you, to have compassion upon you. But thou was cast out in the open field to the lofting of your person in the day that you was born. Verse 6. And when I passed by you and saw you polluted in thine own blood, I said unto you, when thou wast in your blood, live. Yea, I say unto you, when thou wast in your blood, live. Verse 7.
Good. Right there. That's good. So you see, he's saying, so he told Ezekiel, remind them when I found you, and what you mean you was in your blood? You was over there in Egypt. You was in bad shape. You was over there in Egypt. You was in bad shape. Moses asked the question. Moses asked a profound question, and Mother D of Israel, Moses said something. Moses was... He was in bad shape in the third chapter of Exodus. This is what Moses said. See, this is what you was in your blood. Exodus chapter 3. And Moses asked the question, checking himself. And this is what he said in verse number 11. Look what Moses said in verse number 11, 3:11. And look what the answer is in 3:12.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 11 and 12.
And 12. Uh-huh.
Okay. Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. And Moses said unto Yahweh, whom am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Verse 12. And he said, Certainly I will be with you, and this shall be a token unto you that I have sent you. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve Yahweh upon this mountain.
They got a whole lot of you in that bone, but I ain't going to get on that. You see that? So you see how it works, came to last night lesson two. So if you clear how this thing going to work, then you'll have to kind of, you know, but if this gospel, this covenant, this word is hid from you, it's hid because you lost. So this is how I suppose to work. I know the six morning camps caught it, how it works, and 11 and 12. This is how it works. And the precept to that is, Mother D.F. Israel, here go the precept to that. And Hosea, let me give you the precept to that. So I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to let you read for yourself. The precept to that is Hosea chapter 12, verse number 13. I'm not going to say nothing. See, what we find out, that a lot of people is just lost because it, but we all found out if you lost, it's because you got to break away from, like the young man did. Matter of fact, we didn't read yet. We could read yet in a minute. So, Mother, I know you're holding that verse. What did the young man ask for again? He asked. And 9:23-24, he asked for something to happen for him. But now, we're just going to drop 12, verse 13 on the table. It's up to you to be able to see what it's saying in 12, verse 13.
Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And by a seal, Yahweh brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a fear was he preserved.
And now the only way you understand this, because all they're going to be Googling to those on the international side and all of the big dignitaries, you're going to be honest, you know why? Because we tell you why. But the only way you're going to be able to keep up, you got to do what was said in 9:24. What did it say? Well, Luke 9:24. What did it say, Mother Eagle?
Mark
9, thank you. Mark 9:24. What did it say in Mark 9:24?
The book of Mark.
23:24. 23:24.
The book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 23:24. Mark 9, 23 and 24. 23 reads, Yahweh said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Verse 24. And straightway the father of the children cried out and said, Yahweh, Yahweh, I believe. Help by my unbelief.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the greatest mysteries. The reason why so many camps is behind and so many members is behind, because they look at their degrees on the table and think they can get some of this. You can't get none of this because you got some degrees on the table. You better off being gutted out to get on this, the degrees on the table on it mess your brain up, because you'll be too smart for your own good. Come down the Bible. See, when it comes down to the Bible, you have to be, Brother Micaiah, a Matthew's 18, verse 3. See, when it comes down to the Bible. But see, this is where your spirit will come in at and look at where I went to college. What they call it when you get all A's in high school? What they call you, or what word did you use?
I don't know the word strange too, though. No. It's something with that guy. It is a word.
I call
though.
You some kind of word with a B. They call you a word.
Yeah,
they call you a word when you get all A's, you know, valedictorious, something like that. It's somewhere in that line. Or they call you once you yeah. But you be dumb as all outdoors when it comes down to the word of Yahweh. Because never tell, but we refer you to be a 18 verse 3 of Matthew. What does it say?
In the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and said, truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You see that? Now you tell somebody with degrees, study all it can come being a valedictorian and all that good stuff. You tell them that right there, they look at you and say, what? But it tells you in 1434, Brother Micaiah, and second as the seer, that was pulled from the seer. In 1434
of
2 Ezra. Look what it says here.
And the book of 2 Ezra. On chapter 14, and we're going verse 24. Was it
34.
Okay. 2 Ezra, chapter 14, verse 34. 34 reads, therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding, and reform your mind, you shall be kept alive. And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm. So now, how are you going to do that? How are you going to reform your own mind knowing you're a college graduate? See? You can't do that. So this is why you're always going to get had to come down to the Bible, because the right spirit is not the spirit of Mother of Galatians 5:22. You'll never have a 5:20. He will not allow you to have a Galatians 5:22 spirit. He would not allow you to come another way than have a Galatians 5:22 spirit. What is that, Mother E?
5:22.
Yeah, Galatians 5:22. You will never. He would not allow you to be a Galatians 5:22 unless you follow the last two steps that Brother Micaiah just got through reading. He would not allow you to be a 5:22. What does it say?
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, recovery.
Yeah. You have never had that spirit. Unless you got the 1-2 punch, you'll never have that spirit, and you'll never have a spirit of, go to 31, you'll never have it. The first one that is smart as all outdoors, you show me the first one that have not learned up under the voice number two is like, have what you just got through. Give me one. Because the Bible tells you in Proverbs, Mother, and what it tells you. In Proverbs 31, it says something on the way of saying something. Some trying to tell the fiction on the camp. You got to watch everything from the page of the book, not from the world or how much they are learned from the world of propaganda. That's propaganda they don't learn. Flat out propaganda. And you tell and they walk and they talk and how they speak. They never be a Galatians 5:22, never. Until they do that 1-2 punch that Bill McCall just got through read. Now if you do that, then we say, okay, you got a chance. What was that conscience now?
Your book is, you want me to bring that back up?
No, That's Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31:26. Proverbs 31. I'll tell you what, see, if you want Yahweh to intervene, you got to make sure you stop looking at a person from the outward appearance. You got to watch the Bible. Watch them through the pages of the book. Watch them. Do you see a 31:26? Watch it from God. Galatians 5:22 and Proverbs 31:26. What does it say, Mother East?
Proverbs 31:26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue she did total instruction of kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you show me the first one that outside of a six anointed camp can fit that role. What's your name? What is it? What's your name? That fit there right there. When they open their mouth, before we come out your mouth, the law of what, mother?
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
Torrent.
The law of what?
Mm-hmm. The law of
that's right. Yeah, okay, that's good. Law of Torah, the law of kindness. Now,
mm-hmm.
You mark my words. Watch what I say. That's the game mm-hmm. changer right there. That's when you know you're on the next move. If you see mm-hmm. this come out the mouth, then you know you're on the right track. But if you always get disembobulated and all kind of things, because you have all the knowledge you want. I'll give you a case in point. This is what the whole world will stumble at this. Come on, Brother Mackay, let's go to Isaiah 56. Now watch this. Now we'll go over here in Isaiah 56. The whole world will stumble at this, and they can have all the papers. They can be a judge. They can be a lawyer. They can be a doctor. And you take them over here to Isaiah 56. You can be in one of them great big old camps, the Israelite camps. Take any of them to this right here and watch how they, and pick it up at verse number 6 down to verse 8.
The book of Isaiah chapter 56 verse 5 down to verse 8. Verse 5 reads, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Verse 6. Also, the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh to serve them and to love the name of Yahweh to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant. Verse 7. Even them will I bring to my righteous mountain and make them joyful to my temple of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house, for my temple shall be called a temple of prayer for all people. Verse 8, the Yahweh, which gathers the outcast of Israel, said, yet will I gather others to him, because those that are gathered unto him.
Now, see, you see that? What you just got to read, this is what mm-hmm. old Cap Malone and all the big Israelite camps, they just stumbled all through this right here, and this right here just jacks them up all over the place. Now, baby, when you read
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off.
You see, I will give them an everlasting name, and this is where all the apologetics at, this is all the big camps at, they stumble at this all day long. They stumble at this. But you know, we're not gonna get, we want to get off of something else. But this is where they go, what they degrees, what they 20, 30 years or whatever they've been, they'll stumble all 5 through 8. But here it is right here, it's telling you what they're talking about in verse 8. But remember we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if this good news be hid from you, it's because you lost. That means you got to do what that was Mark 9, 23, 24. When that Mark, right, the young lion?
Mark chapter 9, verse
23
and 24.
That was Mark 9, 23, 24. See, you got to fulfill that. Because you're going to jump down here and you're going to teach total wrong. And what this is talking about is verse number 8. Watch this. Verse 8.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 56, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, the Yahuwah, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, said, yet when I gather others to him, besides those that are gathered unto him.
You see that? See, I'm going to gather the outcast of Israel. The outcast of Israel. You see, the sons of the stranger. Right? Now, we got two words here. The outcast of Israel, the sons of the stranger. This is where you have to... You have to precept. You can't talk your way out of this. The sons of the strangers and the outcasts of Israel. Now, okay, let's do some precepting. Let's see where it works itself out there for your eyes. Mother dear of Israel, let's run to Jeremiah. Let's run. Remember, we got the outcasts of Israel in 56 verse 8. Now we're going to Jeremiah 28. See, now we're going to Jeremiah 28. Right. We're going to Jeremiah 28. Jeremiah chapter 28. Let's see what we want out of 28 there, Mother. We'll make it 30. 30 verse 17. Now we got the outcast. Now the key word is the outcast of Israel. He's talking about each other and others that I'm going to gather. I'm going to get some others. The outcast of Israel. But look what he got written in 30, verse 17. Mother, D.F. Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says Yahuwah, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Judah, whom no man seeks after.
Okay. Now look at verse 4.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4. And these are the words that Yahuwah spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
You see that? See, you ain't got to talk a good game. All you got to do is know how to read a good game. You see, no institution going to be able to break this down and show you this. It's no, what's the name of the college? What's the name of it? What's the name? Who teaches that? Who teaches that right there? What is the name? What college? Now we're coming back, Mother E. Now we're coming back to this word right here in Isaiah 56, Mother. Now watch this. We come back to this word right here in Isaiah 56. 56, verse number 6. Now let's see what it says. Isaiah 56, verse 6. What it say?
Isaiah 56, verse 6. Also, the sons of the strangers that joined themselves to the other to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant.
Now, you see what he's saying? He said, now, also the son of the stranger that joined himself to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
The son of the stranger joined himself to Yahweh. That's what he says.
Mm-hmm.
But look what he says in Isaiah chapter 7, Mother. Look what he says in Mother E. Look what he says in the 7th chapter. Remember the son of the stranger. But if you let the apologetic or the other camp get a hold of this, boy, they'd be so far. They'll be so far with this right here. They you mess around with you, and you might believe it. And you will, but you won't believe it. But you're not going to believe it. But if Bible told you, you got to precept the Bible. Now, who are these strangers he's talking about? And we're going to see with my by just precepting the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these strangers, Mother? We're going to the 7th chapter. And we'll look right down at verse number 8. We're going to and find out who these strangers he's talking about. 7, verse 8 of Isaiah. See, we know that the 6 anointed camp is the one that's going to break the back of the hypocrite. You know, not that it's in my head, but it was said here. If we shut your mouth up, then who? I said, the six anointed calf can take my place. They for cash. So that had me to stop from Romans, put that down for a minute, to come back and check the foundation and get me what they call it, mother was a nurse. Tap your wrist and see what your vein is. So I'm trying to tap your wrist now, feel your vein is. I'm gonna make sure your vein is right. You know, you tap your wrist a little bit. Oh, okay, now we can see what we can work with you on it. Where that vein is. Matter of fact, the guys, you know, that shoot that needle, they tap their vein too. They tap their vein. So gotta give me a good vein with me tapping see what I want. Is it? Now, okay, well, that's enough of that. In the 7th chapter, Mother, what does it say in verse 8? Isaiah 7, verse 8.
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 8. For the head of Syria. Yeah. For the head
of... The head of Syria. Syria is Damascus. The head of Syria is Damascus.
For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Ephraim. And within 70 and 5 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people.
You see that? So now who gonna be not a people? According to who gonna be not a people?
Ephraim, the northern
people. That's right. That's gonna be not a people. That's gonna be the stranger. That's who the stranger is. Because he's gonna be broken. He won't be a people no more. So he jumped out and read that stranger right there. In that case, that's talking about Ephraim. And he was the head of the 10 northern tribes. They is not gonna be a people. So then when Hosea got a hold to it, Mother E, then Hosea was looking back at what Isaiah said in the first chapter. See, he was looking back at what was written. He looked all the way back, and he read this. This is what he read. He read 1:5. Hosea 1:5. He read Hosea 1:5. He read this, mother. Look what he read in 1:5.
Okay.
He read, I mean, this is what he put down after he heard what Isaiah said. So he put 1:5 down. What did he say?
The book of Hosea, 1:5. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel.
So now, who he going to break? He going to break the bow of who?
The bow of Israel, the 10 northern tribes.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. And what gonna happen to what you can read, mother, in 9? And what gonna happen to them in 9? What gonna happen?
9. Then said Yahweh, call his name Lemuel, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh.
So if that's the case, when we over here in the 56th chapter. Now we understand that you've been disinherited by Yahweh, you stranger. So now when we go to 56:6, with that understanding, now we're going to see a little bit, why you always trying to bring somebody else in on something that they have no place for, they got a place, but not what you bring on the table. And that's why this guy named Marv Morales can jump all these camps like a rope. Because he doesn't have himself as this is him coming in something. You got to bend in to come again. See, here's the point. You got to bend there to say I always can come back again. You got to bend there once upon a time. But the rest don't say that in the 27th chapter of Brother Micaiah. Look what it says in the 27th chapter, verse number 40 and 41. Look what it says here. See, how can you be drafted in again? You got to go in the records and find out where were you tied to the hip to be reconciled, reconciliation. You got to have in the record somewhere where you was reconciled, reconciliation. So when you read about reconciled and reconciliation, you all over the place with this right here. Because you don't have your foundation. 27:40-41. Well, make it 39-41. Look what it says over here. Look what we can read.
Are we going to the book of Numbers?
Well, make it Genesis.
Genesis? Okay.
Make it Genesis, chapter 27. See, what we're trying to bring on the run, on the way of picking up something, until you clearly know how to read your Bible according to the way the Bible was written to you, for you, and about you, and see exactly that's the way it is, and stop trying to always let get jumped all the time with verses that, well, we the stranger, now we can be drafted in. And then we go right into the 27th chapter of Genesis and look at 39-41, what it say.
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 27, verses 39 down to 41. Book of Genesis, chapter 27, verse 39, reads, And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by the sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. verse 41. And Esau hated Israel because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Israel. Well, Jacob.
You see that? So you see, so now you ain't got no record of ever being even back there when the blessing was passed out. You said the minute you get a hold of the whole and the mourning of our father is over, I'm going to slay my brother Jacob. So now, you ain't got a foundation of being with him. So how is that now, you go read the Romans chapter 11, and you can be drafted in again. You got to find out where you was at, where was you at again, because over here in the 35th chapter, Brother Micaiah, after 1,000 years have passed, now Ezekiel's going to pick up on 35 verse 1. He's going to pick up on it. And look what he said in 35 verse 1. So I don't understand how these Israelite camps got this rapper, this guy that's doing, jokes on your expense, Mark Morales,
mm-hmm.
is looking to jump you. How he looking to jump you with all this good books? You're supposed to be, you know, see him as a good meal to come to you. You're supposed to put some on him, you know, every way on the book. Every way he goes, we'll put some on him. You know, so we showing you just, but you got to have the right spirit put up on somebody. Now look what he said. Now Ezekiel picked up on this in the 35th chapter. And let's read what he said in verse number 1. Let's read down a little bit. Let's see what's going on.
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, picking up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads, moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, son of man, set your face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Verse 3, say unto it, thus says Yahweh, behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you most desolate. Verse 4, I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Verse 5, because you have had a perpetual hatred and has shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their sin has an end. Verse 6, therefore,
Hold on. Hold on there. What
do you got to read in verse 5? Verse 5. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 35, verse 5 reads, because you have had a perpetual hatred and has shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword. In the time of their calamity,
Now, mother, dear of Israel, if he had a perpetual hate, why is this perpetual hate? Where is the verse at that?
Hallelujah, well.
Perpetual. So where is the verse at, mother, dear of Israel, in the 27th chapter? Where is the verse at? And 41. Now look at this. So you see, you had a perpetual hate for your brother, Jacob. How much of a perpetual hate in 27:41, Mother D of Israel? See, here where you go back and peep at this day, he said, look here, you don't have a perpetual hate. So when was you, according to his Bible, with the verse saying perpetual according to Yahweh, because what you said in your foundational statement in 27:41, a mother of Israel, what did he say out of his mouth in his foundational statement. What did he say? In 27:41.
Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his mind, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob.
You see that? So there it is right there. So how do you jump up in Romans, period, and let all apologetics twist your finger where that well we can be drafted in, but he said drafted in again. Then you gotta find okay, well when was you ever in with it? When was you ever in with it? Huh?
Hallelujah.
Not according to you now. When was you ever with him? You have perpetual hate before your father died, after your father died, still came back and said, you know, what he said. So now we go back to Mother D.F. Israel. Now, coming back to this verse again in the 56th chapter, because it made him a profound statement. See, you got all type of meat on the bone that just tears up all the game sales. Come on back to 56, verse 6, Mother D.F. Israel. Look what it says here.
You said back to 56.
Isaiah
56, verse 6. Yes, ma'am. 56, verse 6. Okay. Isaiah chapter 56, verse 6. Also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servant, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant.
Now, look how much meat on that bone for the stranger. First of all, if the stranger joined himself to the four-letter man, he got to love the name. If a stranger joined himself to the four-letter man, he had to keep the Sabbath day. If a stranger joined himself to Yahweh, he had to keep my covenant. Now, you know what? What did that fit? The WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church? How is this talking about you? That's who? Isn't it? The stranger, Brother Micaiah. Let's go to Corinthians 12. Let's examine this right here. Let's examine also the songs of the strangers. See, now we're going to preach up the Bible, Brother Micaiah, and we're going to go to the Corinthians book, chapter 12, and we're going to look at... let's go to Ephesians first, because it said the son of strangers for time's sake. Let's go to Ephesians first. Then we'll come back and ease back that way. Now remember, the sons of the stranger that joined himself to him. Look what he says here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. 11, 12 down to 14. Now, remember, Mother E, help me out on the verse real quick, Mother. Hey, Mother E, help me out on 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. Can you help those see out, Mother E, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3?
2 Corinthians chapter
4, verse 3.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear that in the background now. All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right. Now, what you reading in 4 verse 3? Yeah, 4
That's
3.
Good. Oh. 2 Corinthians chapter 4:3. But if our covenant be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
So if this gospel or this word or this good news or this covenant be hid from, it's because they are what, mother?
Lost.
They lost, mother. Now let me show you how they get lost. Now we read in the Songs of the Stranger. Now Brother Micaiah is over in Ephesians chapter 2, and look what it says in down to verse 14. Now let's see what can we precept to find out about this as we hear it first. Ephesians chapter 2. Pick up verse 11. Pick up verse 11 to get warmed up. 11 down to 14.
Hallelujah. Well, the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 11 down to 14. Verse 11 reads, "Wherefore remember that you, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands." Verse 12. "That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without Yahweh in the world." Verse 13. "But now, in Yahweh the Son, you, who sometimes were far off, are made now by the blood of Yahweh the Son." Verse 14. "For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us."
Now, you see that? Now you tell me, who gonna get up in that? Who gonna even try to get up in that? And you know what they do? They gonna get up in there, and they gonna do. They gonna be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Told what verse 12 said again? Verse 12.
The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "That at that time you were without Yahweh the Son, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without Yahweh in the world."
Mm-hmm. Now, who on record? Okay, let's hypothetical about everybody else. What did Yahweh say about everybody else? See, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
What did Yahweh say that we can read about everybody else? Brother Captain, Yahweh busy at sea, right?
"And Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of sea, right? Hallelujah, Yahweh."
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Captain. And let's run to Deuteronomy for a minute. The fourth chapter. See, this is how you get the lesson. You get the lesson from it. The tenor of it. The spirit that's going on. Just how you get your lesson. You get a lesson, look what he says in 4:19. What do you say that we can read? Don't do no breakdown. Just give me some good reading, unless you clear what goes there without a breakdown. 4:19,
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 19. Unless you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the hosts of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has divided unto all nations under the whole heaven.
What did he just say? He said, all that other stuff, I gave it to him. I didn't give that to you. You hear the man just say it? What did he just say here? This is all what the other folks do, but don't you do what they do. See, I gave them all that calamity in the brain, but I didn't give it to you.
Hallelujah.
See, this was said in 4:19. He made a division. He divided, letting know Israel and the other nation. The other nation do this right here. He said, this is what they do. All the nations do this. But don't you do this. See, you don't do this right here. I gave this to them. See that? That's the Yahweh of the Bible. So now, then you precept that. You go to Captain. You go to 2:11, and look what he says in Jeremiah 2:11. See, you know, it mystifies me that we basically all want to see this. You know why? Because it's all one of these blessings to show it to you to get it out there first. Because it jumped out on this and maybe all over the place. They have the apologetic got the stranger means stranger can come in. But wait a minute, stranger. Show me where in history you ever was in with Israelites. Show me anywhere you join in. I can read a propaganda statement over there in Maccabees chapter 8, where Judas messed around and joined in, said he will make a legion as soon as the next battle he had. Judas got killed. So I don't see all this what y'all saying with the Bible open. I hear a lot when the Bible closed, but look what it said in 2:11. Hey, chapter, what it said in 2:11?
Jeremiah, chapter 2. Verse 11, and it reads, has the nation changed their Yahuwahs, which are yet no Yahuwahs? But my people have changed their honor for that which do not profit.
So, now you just said, ain't no other nation changed what they own. Ain't nobody, so when you read Isaiah, so come on back, Mother D of Israel. So when you read this right here, this couldn't possibly have been talking about the other nations. Look what it says in 56 right here. 56, verse 6. The other nations, I gave them to do all that looking up there and coming with something on their own. I told them that. He said, they ain't changed what they got on, but I'm talking to a people here in 56, verse 6. What
did
it say?
Well, okay. Isaiah.
56, verse 6. Yeah.
Also, the sons of the stranger, they joined themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my Torah instruction.
So he talking about this stranger right here that loves, got love the name. He just said that the other nations, they got their own false Yahuwahs. And they're going to do this thing all the way to the end. They ain't never coming in with you.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, but it is a stranger that was once in can return. And when was this stranger in? When can we read that he was in? See, now, this stranger, we got to read that he was once in. Then we got to find out when this stranger broke away. We don't know about that part already. But when was he in? And what did he say that we can read that he broke away? Hey, Marie, what did they say in 1 Kings 12? What was said by this people in 1 Kings 12? See, remember, bumping the gum is a great thing, but that's manipulation and propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Look what it says here. The 12th chapter, verse number 16, 19, 20. What does it say that, Mother
East? 1 Kings chapter 12, 16, 19, and 20.
Yeah, you got to have a resume to be talking what you're talking to. When we get back to Romans again, we both be smoking when we get to Romans again. If you got your foundation, 12, 16,
19, 20. 1 chapter 12, verse 16, read. So when all Israel saw that the king hearkened not unto them, the people answered, the king said, what profit have we in David? Neither have we inherited in the son of Jesse. To your tent, O Israel, now see to thine own house, David. So Israel departed unto their tent.
Okay, good. Now, I'm just going to show you that when you miss a class, you miss a lot. I'm just going to show it. Just put that out. Hey, Captain, what do the first line of 16 mean? 12 through 16.
First Kings chapter 12, verse 16?
Yeah, what that mean? First line.
So when all Israelites saw that the king.
Yeah, what that means?
So when Israelites saw that the king listened not unto them, the people answered the king saying, what portion have we
okay,
in David?
Part. No, that first line, what that mean? When all Israel saw that the king, what that mean? How many is
this
here? How many is all Israel?
12 tribes of Israel.
See that? Now, let's go seeking that hole up, Captain. Is the better half close by, Captain?
Nah.
Okay, so You can write and read at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now let's go and examine that sticking that hole up, Captain. We're going sticking the hole up. What you just said. You said 12, right? Let's go to 2 Samuel. And let's see what you are. 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and 43.
2 Samuel 14.
19. 19, verse 42, 43.
Second Samuel, chapter 19, verse 42 to 43.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I see. I see. You're saying this. This about two nations right here, huh? Okay. Second Samuel chapter 19, verse 42 and 43. And all the men of Yahdah Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is near of kin to us, wherefore then be ye angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all of the king's cost, or has he given us any gift? Verse 43. And the men of Israel answered the men of Yahdah Judah and said, we have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did ye despise us, that our advice should not be first head in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Yahdah Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
My question was, Captain, how many is all Israel?
According to this verse right here, it's just Israel and Judah.
Mm-hmm.
So how many?
My question is, how many? My question is this. Hold on. My question
That's
is,
two.
How many is all Israel?
Two.
How many, according
Israel?
To verse 4 or 3, how many is all Israel?
And the men of Israel
according
answered the men
two.
Of Judah. That's two right there. I always say
mm-hmm.
we have 10 parts in the king.
Oh,
that's
the number one answer.
Hallelujah. Well.
You're lying. The number one answer, Israel is 10 parts.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
there was a breaking away. So Israel is, we have 10 parts. We have
Hallelujah.
10 parts. That was
Hallelujah.
Israel was saying to you, why don't you listen to us? Because we, the majority rule. We have 10 parts. So Israel, after 1 Kings chapter 12, was no longer all means 12 tribes, all means 10. Their captain.
Hallelujah.
Here they mouth is right here. 4:3 verse 10 says, we have 10 parts in the king.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now you want to get a precept on that. So now you want to get a precept by going forward. We have 10 parts. You go to 1 Kings and see when did this happen. So there were 10 parts then. So you go to 1 Kings chapter 11 there. You write it down right, Cap?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So now we go on to 1 Kings chapter 11. And we're going to look right down at 1 Kings chapter 11. And we're going to bring the seer in verse 29. We're going to see what the seer do in verse 29 to 31. What did he do? Let's see what's going on here.
1 Kings chapter
11.
Verse 29 to 31. 1 Kings chapter 11. Verse 29 to 31, and 29 reads, and it came to pass at the time when Jeroboam went out of Yahdah Judah, that the seer Ahijah, the Shilonite, found him in the way. And he had clad himself with a new garment, and they too were alone in the field. Verse 30, and Ahijah caught the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. Verse 31. And he said to Jeroboam, take thee 10 pieces. For thus said Yahweh, the Yahweh of Israel, behold, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you.
Verse 35.
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 35. And he reads, but I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it unto you, even 10 tribes. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. So now I'm going to go back to 12th chapter again. I'm going to ask you a question again there, Captain. What is, in 12:16, what does this word really mean, that first line mean?
The 10. So when the 10 parts of Israel.
So you got the foundation when the split happened. You got to where the seal was involved, and it was 12, but now it's 10, and you find out exactly the prophecy of it right there. So now you know from now, all from this part of the Bible, going all the way to the right side of the Bible, all the way, how many is Israel?
10.
All right. Good. Now let's find out what happened, Mother E. Let's find out what happened with this, with the 10 tribes. What happened in verse 17 now, Mother? Come on, now come on back down to verse 19 and 29. Now, Mother E, now we not only just read, we read with understanding to be able to help others now. Now we not just read scriptures. We can see how to really bring it out. We got to bring this out. Because then when we do get to Romans, we clear who's who by having this foundation. Now look what happened in verse number 19.
Verse 19, chapter 12, verse 19. So Israel rebelled against the family of David unto this day. Verse 20.
Until what day?
To this day.
Until what day? This day. So
now,
the 10 northern tribes have rebelled against the family of southern kingdom, Judah, until when?
Now.
Until this day.
So now we clear who is the stranger, because the stranger have broke away from his source. And that is upon a Jeroboam, Ephraim, the Ephraimites, they have broke away until this day. Verse 20. Listen good. 20.
Verse 20. And it comes to pass, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had come again, that they sent and called him unto the congregation and made him king over all Israel. There was none that followed the family of David, but the tribe of Yahdah Judah only.
Now, hey, Captain, according to verse 20, they got it, all Israel twice. How many is all Israel?
Yahdah Judah only.
All Israel, 10 parts.
Israel? I need a number. Wait, hold on. Take a deep breath. Let me get it out first before you respond. My question is, in verse 20, it's read twice there, all Israel. How many tribes is all Israel?
Ten tribes.
Ten tribes. So Israel from this point on will be known as the what?
The 10 tribes of Israel.
The 10 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. The 10 tribes of Israel, the Israelites. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
But now another statement is made. It says, in the same 20, it says, there was none to follow, this is the word, to follow the family, the nation of David, southern kingdom, but the tribe of Judah only. But he got one tribe that followed him besides himself, Judah. And where that verse at, back up a mother, dear, if Israel reads it. He says what? In verse 36, 11:36. Now watch this read, 11:36. A mother, dear, if Israel. Look what 11:36 says.
In 1 Kings. Huh?
Yes. 11:36.
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 36. And unto his son will I give one tribe, that David, my servant, may have a light always before me. And Yahdai Judah, the city which I have chosen me to put my name
in. Now, in verse 36, you know, I know already, at least on the camp, notice, I'm just going to break it down anyway. But in verse 36, he said, unto his son, I would give him one tribe. And that one tribe they going to give him, they supposed to be a what? According to verse 20.
Hallelujah. Well,
this one tribe. What? No. According to verse 20, it's a word in there.
And 20?
It's a word in verse 20. Yeah, it's a word in there. It's a word in there in verse 20. According to verse 20, this one tribe will be what? It's a word in there.
Okay, verse 20.
Okay, the word is power. Now, take a deep breath.
The word is
come again. Follow. Follow. This one tribe supposed to follow Judah. One tribe supposed to follow by the permission of Yahweh. They supposed to follow and be a light. That means a helper to Judah. One tribe. Now, who can tell me the name of the one tribe that's going to be a follower and a light to Judah according to Yahweh? Who can tell me a verse that'll tell me that we read 11:36? One tribe I'm going to give to David, my servant, that they be a light and a follower to Judah. What is the name of that one tribe that I can read? I don't want to just throw out a name. I need a verse. Can anybody give me a verse? Anybody give me a verse in verse 21? Give me a verse, Mom. Give me a verse in 21. Now, because we know already the sitting on the camp knew it. Verse 21. Who is this one tribe that's supposed to be a light to Judah and according to Yahweh, they're supposed to follow Judah and be a light to him? Verse 21. Let's see what their name. Mother, read 21. Mother, dear Israel, read 21.
First King, 11:21.
12:21. Huh? 12:21. We're trying to get a name. Now, let me sit up again. What we're doing, we're going to get a name, because once, here's the point. Once we're able to teach order and get in order, Yahweh is going to intervene. And Yahweh going to give us what? Captain Aaron, he's going to give us what? And Isaiah 61, verse 7. Something he's going to give us once we in order. So now we got to paint the picture and say, listen, if we get in order, Yahweh got a 61, 60, let me see. In Isaiah chapter 60, let me see what I want. Let me make sure. Isaiah, we want 61 verse 7. Let's see what he say there, and we're going to break this down. Now, once we in order, Yahweh say, I got something for you once I can recognize, and I'm going to tell you what I got for you once you're in order. Hey, Captain, what are you reading in 61 verse 7? About
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 7. And it reads, for your sake ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So, can I say, once Judah get his act together and be able to reach the northern kingdom and tell them and show them the order of things, and one that is in his presence, if we able to pull it off, what is the presence if we pull it off by bringing the kingdoms, the camps back together as one? What is the presence that we got coming according to 61 verse 7?
Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So once we get the tribes in order, what is the blessing? What do we have in return, Captain, according to 61 verse 7?
Double.
That's it. Y'all understand that? That's what we got coming. So that's why we do what we do. Because we got an everlasting joy for those that get it up under the covenant. Now, what's the name of this tribe got to bite into? Because he said, you have one tribe to be with you. Wherever you at, there's one tribe supposed to always recognize you, and they're going to be a light to you and a follower of you and a servant to you. What's the name of the tribe that's supposed to be with Judah wherever he go? Up under the watch the eye of Yahweh. That's the way he set up. What's the name of the tribe that we can read?
First, you talking to me, Mother E.
You? Mother E of Israel.
First Kings chapter 12, verse 21. And when Rehoboam was come to Judah, Yahdat Judah, he assembled all the family of Judah with the tribe of Benjamin.
Helper and a follower of Judah. What's the name of the tribe that supposed and what Judah be at, they supposed to be there? What's their name?
Benjamin.
Hallelujah.
Who?
Benjamin.
Who?
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Is y'all reading that? Who's the tribe name?
Benjamin. That's right.
Verse 23. Read it, Mother E.
Verse 23.
Yeah.
First Kings chapter 12, verse 23. Speak unto real hope.
Yeah, they're supposed real to be hope. Beside us.
The son of Solomon, king of Judah, and unto all the families of Judah and Benjamin, and to the remnant of the people praying. Verse 24, thus said the Yahweh, you shall not go up nor fight against your brother.
Hold on, mother. All I wanted was the fact that when Judah moved, who's supposed to be with Judah? According to verse
23.
Benjamin.
23. Benjamin. Oh, okay, you read it again?
No, I don't read it again.
I just want to know,
according to scripture, to have Yahweh's hand in the midst of it, when Judah moved, who's supposed to be with Judah every time he moved? According to the Bible.
Benjamin and Levi.
So every time Judah moves, who's supposed to be with him?
Benjamin and Levi, but it's only Benjamin.
Benjamin supposed to be, see, Levi gonna be all over the place. That's what they call they all over the place. But who's supposed to be always, I don't care if it's rain, or it's snow, who's supposed to be there regardless about personal differences and whatever, according to Yahweh, who's supposed to be there, hook, line, and sinker?
Benjamin.
Yeah, y'all see that? Mm-hmm. So you see how the Bible can tell you something on the way up. That's why I say we're not going to get around the Bible. See, if we stop trying to get around the Bible and see things through the eyes of the Bible, everybody's going to be tested and tried. But But the order of Yahweh is going to stand is that like the Son receives order from the Father, and he know that's going to stand all the way, and he can't change it. So once we clear that the Bible is going to stand, then we'd be able to show, well, listen, you might have personal differences, but understand one thing, that we can read in 1 Chronicles 12:16 now, Brother Micaiah. Because this is how it's supposed to be. Let's see how it's supposed to be in 1 Chronicles chapters 12:16-17. Let's see what the Bible's saying. And if we take these notes down, and if we ever run into any kind of Jamaicans or anything else, you say, hey, what is your nationality? Well, I'm a Jamaican. Mm-hmm. Well, you know that's really Benjamin. Can we discuss a couple of these verses in the Bible? You believe the Bible, right? Yeah, I believe the Bible. Okay, well, let's take a look at this right here for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's put this in the Bible and see what the Bible got written. And all we're going to get is double. I got to play my role, and you got to play yours. Then y'all probably going to intervene. I mean, that's
right.
That's plain right there. If I wake up to the test of my role, although I might be a late coming in, but I got a role to fulfill, and you got a role to fulfill. Now, if we both fulfill our role, guess what? Yahweh says in 61:7, he going to give us the double. So we gotta look at the Bible and make a Bible decision. What it say? What are we reading now?
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 16. I mean, 16 down to 17.
First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 16 to 17.
The book of First Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 16 reads, and there came of the children of Benjamin, and Yadadzur, to the hold unto David. Verse 17, and David went out to meet them, and answered and said unto them, if you become peacefully unto me to help me, my mind shall be knit unto you. But if you become to betray me to my enemy, then there is no wrong in my hand. The Yahweh of our fathers looked thereon and rebuked it.
You hear what's going on now? Now, David said, look at now. Hey, Benjamin. Hey, how you going to roll, Benjamin? Regardless about how me and Saul was, you know, Saul the Benjamite, the first king of Israel, he said, if you able to put that down and take it as Benjamin or what? He said, now, you know, how you going to roll? Are you going to hold on to what you think happened between me and the first king of Israel? Or are you going to come clean with me? He said, now, how you want to roll? So, you know, David and Saul, the Benjamite, you know, Saul said a lot of things that he liked to do to David. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and he had... Then he asked them, okay, now you know what the Bible's saying. Now how you gonna roll? You gonna roll on based upon what happened in the past, or you gonna come clean? Is that what we're reading now?
Exactly what we read.
Is it? See, that's the part that we got to shift. We gotta take off that and say, look here, according to the Bible. Now, it was no greater enemy to David than Saul the Benjamite. And David could have killed him 3-4 times, but he didn't. So now, but then Yahweh took him out. Then he said to the rest of the Benjamites, look here now. Now, Judah brought you over here. Now, how you going to roll? How you going to roll? Are you going to do bulk or what?
Mm-hmm.
Now, see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when everything, when you put your personal feelings behind, let me show you what happened. Let's, come on, Captain. Let's go to the 15th chapter, 2 Chronicles. Let me show you something. I want to show you something that's written in this Bible. In the 15th chapter, let's look at, because this might come up in your day. You might be around some Jamaicans or something like this. You got to have these scriptures. They might say, well, I've been in this thing 20, 30, 40 years. I'm saying you've been in 20, 30, I'm saying that. But let me show you how this thing works. In the 15th chapter, verse 1. What is that, Captain?
2 Chronicles, chapter 15, verse 1. And it reads, the spirit of Yahweh came upon Azariah, the son of Uzziah.
Verse 2. What happened?
Verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Yahweh Judah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you. While you be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
Yeah. You hear what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
The spirit of Yahweh came upon the seer. See, the seer's job is to show, I don't care what's going on between the past with Judah, the past with Benjamin. If y'all come as one together and seek to Yahweh and don't forsake him, and he won't forsake you. You see the man saying?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Is that what we read?
Exactly what we read.
Skip down to verse 9. Skip down to verse 8 and 9. Listen to this. Listen to verse 8 and 9.
2 Chronicles, chapter 15. Verse 8 and 9. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the seer, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of the land of Yahweh Judah and Benjamin, and out of the city which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and removed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. Verse 9, and he gathered all Yahweh Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That goes down. And out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance when they saw that Yahweh, his Yahweh, was with him.
Yahweh was with who? Who? No, nobody else. Just by him. Just don't. Flat out and say, when they saw Yahweh was with who?
Judah.
What's that? Like that
Yahweh was with Judah. Judah and Benjamin.
What is this, verse 17? Huh? No.
Judah and Benjamin. So you see, Judah and Benjamin. Judah is the lead. Benjamin is the light to follow. But the same blessing, when Benjamin do right with Judah, the blessing is on both. But Judah leads.
Hallelujah.
See, but Judah, see, understand something. The blessing is with you, but Judah leads. See, you see? And the seer, he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and the strangers with them out of Eden. So who were the strangers again?
Ephraim.
So when you read about the strangers, that's what the strangers we're talking about. when you read over there in Isaiah and to the stranger. Stranger and him. The stranger, because they had them broke away from Judah and Benjamin. They done their own thing. So there go your stranger that only can be drafted in Israel. The strangers whipped them out of Israel and Manasseh and out of Simeon. For they fell to him out of Israel in abundance. So all them of the other nations of Israel, because it came clear to them that what? That what? What did the other nations of Israel see that we can read? When they saw that Yahweh was with Judah and Benjamin.
Hallelujah.
Listen here. We got to get this thing up. Yahweh is with Judah and Benjamin. So we got to get back up on them, Judah and Benjamin. Is that what we're reading there?
Hallelujah.
That's the stranger. That is the strangers that broke away from Yahweh. Is the 10 northern tribes. So we jump down in Isaiah to read about, and the stranger got to love the name. So the stranger got to come on back in. The stranger got to come back to Judah and Benjamin. But Judah first got to get himself together, then get Benjamin. That's the order. Judah got to first get himself in order. Y'all got it?
Mm-hmm.
He got to know his role. Then the next one, Judah go try to pull in real I mean who? Who's his next move?
Benjamin, the Raven and Wolf.
Benjamin. You see that? You see how it goes? But God, if we're not gonna break Yahweh's protocol or how this thing gonna work. We first gotta get in order. We recognize what the Bible's saying. And once we got it together, then we gotta go and say, look, Benjamin, look, Jamaicans. Trinidadians, Belize, whatever you want to call you, y'all call yourself. Y'all Benjamin. Yahweh is not going to intervene by you going one way and not getting with us. Because the blessing is with both of us, but we just leave. Is that what we're reading here?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Let's make it plain. Let's make it plain. Skip down to verse 12, down to 15, and we'll pause and bring mother in and get our closing statements and our commentary of Mother Z. Now skip down, Brother Micaiah, pick up verse 12. Let's see. Verse 12.
Okay. Second Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12 reads, and they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh of their father with all their mind and with all their soul.
Go ahead. Down to 15.
13. That whosoever will not seek Yahweh of Israel, should be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Verse 14.
Uh-huh.
And they swear unto Yahweh with a loud voice, and with shouting, and with trumpets, and with cornets. Verse 15.
Here we go.
And all Yahdah Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their mind, and sought him with their whole desire, and he was found of them. And Yahweh gave them rest round about.
Hallelujah.
Now y'all see that? Y'all, you see how it works? So you see who got to know themselves first? All Yahdah Judah. They got to know themselves first. They got to know they got to lead. They got to lead. And if Benjamin going to get a blessing, you got to buy into the lead with y'all to get the rest that we need. Right? Then we got to be clear in 17, Captain. We got to see how it works in 17, 9, and 10. See, we got to have these verses. See, next time we run into Jamaicans and whatever, we got to say, well, okay, I understand you got a personal problem here and there, but do we believe in the Bible? Oh, yeah, we believe in the Bible. Well, let's read a little Bible. Let's read a little Bible. Let's see what the Bible says in verse 17, 9, and 10. Let's see what the Bible says. Matter of fact, you go on and read it and tell me what you get out of this, verse 9 and 10.
Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. And it reads, and they taught in Yahdah Judah and had the book of the Torah instructions of the Yahuwah with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Yahdah Judah and taught the people. Verse 10. And the fear of Yahuwah fell upon all the kingdoms of the land that were round about Yahdah Judah, so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
So the fear of Yahuwah fell upon them that was around about who?
Yahdah Judah.
You see that? Is y'all seeing this?
Hallelujah.
So who got to be in their rightful position to get Yahuwah to put the fear on everybody else? Who got to get right?
Yahdah Judah.
And then what he do? Once he get right there, what he do?
And the fear of Yahuwah fell upon all the kingdoms of the land that were round about Yahdah Judah.
Because what? Mm. What can we read in the 17th, in verse 17?
Verse 17. And of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bows and shields, 200,000.
See that? So what do Benjamin got by nature?
You know that. War, he's fighting.
He got a bow and a shield.
What did Yahuwah give to him by nature, according to verse 17?
Armed with bow and shield.
And what kind of men are they?
Mighty men of valor.
You see? They got that by nature.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Verse 19. But look, watch this. 19.
Second Chronicles chapter 17, verse 19. And it reads, these waited on the king, beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Yahdah Judah.
you hear what he's saying? Ain't nobody hearing no Bible. Hey, Mother Z. Let's bring Mother Z. Hey, Mother Z, travel Yahdah Judah. See, the Bible tells the story. See, why don't we just reason it? We rather sit out there in cars and buses on fences and talk about, but where can we talk Bible? Ain't the Bible here the answer? This is how I got to go. If it go his way, Yahuwah will intervene. If it keep going the way your mind got you going, Yahuwah ain't going to be in that, but Yahuwah be in this. Now, when we going to show Bible? When we going to sit out and show what the Bible is? That's all we got to do. Now, if we believe the Bible will beat all the meanings out you, and you get in your place, and Yahuwah give us a double. Is that what we read now?
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah, bless and keep you, seal Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, for Moses, we've been talking, we've been showing some order in the Bible. And see, we have to be where we let our personal things get beside us and show, well, the Bible's going to stand. And once we in order, Yahuwah will intervene. You know, our personal feelings got to get out the way and just show what do the Bible say. If we do what the Bible say, we in business. So now, Mother, on the international side, is over 600,000 plus. What What message do you have for them to tell the international countries all over the world? You're on the clock. Come on.
I'm going to read in Ezekiel chapter 18, starting at verse 1. The word of the Yahweh came unto me again, saying, verse 2, what matter that ye use this perverse concerning the land of Israel, saying, the father's Proverbs concerning the land of Israel said, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. Verse 3, as I live, said the Yahweh, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Verse 4, behold, all souls are mine, as the souls of thy father also the souls of the sons and daughters is mine. The souls that sinneth, it shall die. Verse 5. But if any man or woman be just and do that which is lawful and righteous, verse 6, and has not eaten up the mountain upon the mountain, neither has lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither have defiled his neighbor's wife, neither has come near to a ministrated woman, verse 7, and has not oppressed any, but has restored his pledge have spotted for none by violence have given his bread to the hungry and has covered the naked with a garment. Verse 8. He that has not given forth upon usage, neither has taken any increase that has withdrawn his hand from sin, iniquity, has executed true judgment between man and man. Verse 9, has walked in my statutes and has kept my judgment to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, said the Yahweh. Verse 10, if he beget a son that is a robber and a shed of blood, and that do that like to any one of these things. Verse 11. and that do not any of those deeds, but duties, but even have eaten up the upon the mountain and dealt defile his neighbor's wife. He, verse 12, he have oppressed the poor and needed help. For by violence has not restored the pledge and has lifted up his eyes to the idols, has committed abomination. Verse 13, he gave upon usage and have taken increase, shall he that then live and shall not live, he has done all these abominations, he shall surely die, his blood shall be upon him. And I'm going to stop at verse 14. Neither now, lo, if he begot a son that seeth all his father's sin, which he has done, and considered and doeth not such like. And I'm going to say hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. All right there, Mother Z. So, Mother Z, so what message that you just got to read, what do you want the national audience over 600,000 plus to get out of it? Why do you pull them verses and break down why you read them verses to them?
Well, according to Leviticus 18 and 20, and the message is these things that you do.
You can just paraphrase it or what message you will send it to them in that what you just got to read. Just paraphrase it. What do you want them to get out of that?
Well, what I got out of it,
what do you want them to get out of it? What do you want the national audience to get out of it? What do you want them to get out of it?
If you do these sins, if you do these things, you sin it. Like, if you which is
okay.
The olive, and you, commit adultery with someone else's wife, you are sinning it, and you are sinning, and that you shouldn't shed innocent blood. You shouldn't shed innocent blood. You know, and you shouldn't oppress the poor and need it. That's some of the things I got out of it.
Is that what you want them to get out of? So you want the national audience to know they got to tighten up and stop all that killing and being low down. So that's the
right, right, right. And those are some of the things I read for them to get out of it. I'm sorry, I said me, but I meant
exactly
for them.
Right. Exactly right. You want them to stop being so low now. Because it's prophesied, hey, Mother East, it's prophesied in Genesis chapter 9. It's prophesied from behind what Mother said. See, what Mother just brought to the table, it's prophesied in Genesis chapter 9. What it says that we can read, Mother? Mother East, what it says that we can read is prophesied in 9 verse 6. see, what mother needs, what the national ordinance to understand one thing. It's prophesied something in 9 verse 6. Read verse 1 and 9 and a closing statement. Hey, Mother E. Read verse 9, chapter 9, verse 1 and 9 and a closing statement.
1 and 9.
What it says in 1 and 9 in a closing statement.
Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 9. Genesis chapter 1. And Yahweh blessed, Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And Yahweh blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Verse 9.
Verse 6. And what? He told them to be fruitful. Y'all go out there and make big families and enjoy yourself. But then he also left them rules and regulations. What he says in verse 6 that we can read?
Verse 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man.
So he says, now if you shed man's blood, by man, your blood going to be shed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what Mother said. See, it's written that if you shed another man's blood, you got it written in a heavenly tablet, your blood going to be shed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plan on getting something by shedding blood to get it, then you be clear that Yahweh got a law that if you get whatever you get or you got, and it's by shedding blood, then your blood got to be shed by man. See that?
Right.
Now, you see what I'm saying? So now, this got to be shown to anybody that's a blood shedder. Now, if you shed somebody's blood, it's written in the heavenly tablets in Genesis chapter 1, 9, verse 6. Then by man, your blood got to be shed.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at that. See, somebody got to show this. So if you know somebody said, I got to put that bang on that brother. I got to put the bang on him. Then you understand something. That means you're upon a curse of Yahweh to your king. You come back and raise your king. You can. It's a ministry. I remember we just got to read by the captain. They taught in Judah. See, Judah got to teach. Brother, when you go out there, now you so mad at your brother, now you won't put the bang on him. Do you know he gonna cut yourself off forever? See? We got to know these things. We got to be a happy brother. So we get mad at him. Well, I'm mad at him now. I'm going to get my bang. You see, I'm going to get my bangle. Do you know that then you'll cut yourself off from Yahweh forever? According to, they need to know these things. He got some hothead brothers today. Oh, bro, you know what he needs on him. He needs some bangle on him. That's all he needs. He'd be all right with some bangle. He's going to get down or lay down. He's going to get down or lay down. You see? So you see the mindset we got? That's why we got a big job ahead of us. That's why we got to learn this Bible. We first got to get Judah in order ourselves. Then we got to go get Benjamin and get Benjamin in order. Then once Judah and Benjamin get in order, then what we do next, we'll find out. Hey, Mother E, close the table with 1 o'clock. Come on.
Thank you and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank you and praise Yahweh for this year. Thank you and praise Yahweh for being able to be in this class, even though I didn't get the first half. But I thank you for your effort before that did here. And I would like to set the order to hold on and don't give up. Hold on to the end. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. See, that's why we got to understand our responsibility. if you know that what tribe you're from, Judah's the lead tribe. But lead what? You got to first come together, Judah. And once you come together, you got to go look for your brother, Benjamin. And you got to show Benjamin your brother. Regardless, all of this thing going to work. Let's see what the Bible say how this thing going to work. Now, once we back in order, then Yahweh got double books. So if you willing to remember David and Saul, you know what Saul said, Mother D.F. Let me show you what Saul said we can read. This is what the Benjamite said. Look what he said that we can read. This is the mindset he had in 1 Samuel. What kind of mindset he had? In 1 Samuel, around about 17, mother. In 1 Samuel, about 17. 1 Samuel 17. Let's find out what's going on that we can read. Let's see what the mindset. And see, we got to get past these mindsets. Look what was said in the 17th chapter, Mama. In the 16th chapter, in 16th chapter, verse 22, down to verse 23.
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 22
to 23. Yeah, we'll read verse 21 down to verse 23 in the closing statement.
Oh, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. Verse 21. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. 22. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray you, stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight. 23. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from Yahweh was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him.
That's right.
See, Benjamin think he can get out. He can get out from this thing on his own. No, it don't work like that. You got to have Judah to show you how to calm down. You see that?
See,
Benjamin, he was all out of order. But old David was able to play. That means he was able to put some scriptures on it. And get him to calm down. Hey, it's going to be all right. Y'all see that? That's how it works.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hey, mother. Top part of 7 days is on the hours away. Close 30 on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 118, verse 23 and verse 26. Verse 23. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Verse 26. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the family of Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh. Now, we'll go a little further, Captain. David was all right. Is that right?
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. So David is Judah, right? And he was all right, right? When he was all right, wasn't he?
Hallelujah,
right? Now skip down to verse 18, Captain. And we pick up verse 11 and close the statement.
First Samuel 18,
6.
Verse 7 to 11 in the closing statement.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 7 to 11. And it reads, and the woman answered one another as they played and said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed but 1,000. And what can he have more but the kingdom? Verse 9. And Saul eyed David from that day and forth. Verse 10. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from Yahweh came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the temple. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. Verse 11. And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. Man.
Ain't that something?
Man.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jealousy.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, he is. That's that.
Say no more. Close the tape. Close the tape.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care what David did. In his eyesight, all was on his mind is to do what in verse 9?
He's trying to take him out.
Verse 9.
Let me go back to it. Let me go back to it because I was First Samuel
18:9 and 11 in the closing statement.
First Samuel chapter 18 verse 9. And Saul eyed David from that day and forth.
11.
And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. Wow. So
that.
Jealousy. Yeah, hallelujah. So I'm going to pray against that. I want to pray against that evil spirit of jealousy, Yahweh. Keep it far away from everybody that's within the temple. Keep it far away from us, Father. We do not want that evil spirit of jealousy breaking up and causing derision within the temple, Father. I pray against it, and I want to read your word about it. I'm going to Jeremiah 33, verse 8. Jeremiah 33, verse 8. And it reads, and I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. I'm going to go to 2 Kings 21, read verse 1, 9, and 14. 2 Kings 21. Verse 1, 9, and 14. 2 Kings, chapter 21, verse 1, 9, and 14. Verse 1 reads, Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Yahdah Judah. And his mother's name was Hasphabah. Verse 9. But they hearkened not. And Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. Verse 14. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. Okay. I want to pray that Yahweh redeem us in Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Luke chapter 1. Luke. Chapter 1, verse 68. Luke chapter 1, verse 68 reads, blessed be the Yahweh of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And on that note, Yahweh, thank you for visiting us through the seer, Israel, of Steve Royal, giving him your word and teaching us and cleansing us from our transgression, Father. And we pray that that evil spirit of jealousy don't come in the midst of our congregation to cause derision. In your son's name I pray. Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah, Agua.
Hallelujah, Agua. Hallelujah, Agua. Hallelujah, Agua. Hallelujah, Agua. Look what it says in verse 9. Skip down to verse 19. Down to 21 in the closing statement. Let's look at
okay.
18, verse 9. 19 and 21.
Verse 9, chapter 18, verse 9, verse 19 down to 21. Verse 9 reads, and saw I David from that day in forth. Verse 19. But it came to pass at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, that she was given unto Adriel. And the Meholathite, to what? Verse 20. And Michael, Saul's daughter, Michal, I'm not saying that right, but M-I-C-H-A-L, Saul's daughter, loved David. And they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. 21. And Saul said, I will give him her, that she may be a snare to him. And that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. Wherefore Saul said to David, you shall this day be my son-in-law and the one of the twine.
Ain't that something? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that David wanted, the daughter he wanted, he said, oh, no. But I got a daughter that loves David, but this daughter here, I'm going to give her to him to be a snare to him so he can go up and fall, because she's going to worry him so bad that he going to mess around and kill his own self. So, y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people wait on your fall not to, to be part of, to lift up. They wait on to hear something negative and a fall. And they just get there. And right. Brother McKay, you close the table and catch everybody on top part. Remember, tomorrow class, it's at 7:30.
Young line.
What you
want to
say to me? Come on.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word. Thank you, Yahweh, to be able to light, to be able to meet the seer, Israel, of D-Roy. Thank you, Yahweh, for my wife and children that have given me the raise for him and the Torah instructions, first five books of the Bible. We also want to thank Yahweh. I want to thank Yahweh for our elders and our mothers, the brothers and the sisters, all in the voices of the true Israelites in the 60 million camps and all the teachers. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 16. And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17. If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Verse 18. But now have Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Remember, all the answers to whatever it is in the Bible. Once Judah get in his place, then we got to get Benjamin and they pray. Then we'll tell you about Israel after that. Then Yahweh will intervene. We got to.